going on, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me on another one of my short form videos this week for the 104th PGA Championship as the biggest PGA DFS prizes come back to us for the week. You haven't seen it in just about a month, but now two chances to win $1 million. And in this video, I'm going to give you my top five values that'll help you get closer to that big prize. So let's dive right in and make sure you guys are liking and subscribing to our channel here, because we come out with new content all the time, and that is the best way to get notified when it comes live so that you can consume it at your leisure. So again, make sure you like and subscribe. Also, thanks to Yahoo, the sponsor of this short form video. And I'll tell you about a sweet deal we've got going on with them in just a little bit as we start at the bottom of the salary board with a golfer that before last week had reeled up five straight top 15 finishes. But a missed cut last week pushes his salary down all the way to $6,300. And I'm talking about Adam Hadwin. Now, Adam Hadwin has not been able to compete in either of the last two majors that you see there on the screen. Like I said, did miss the cut last week at the AT&T Byron Nelson. But when we look at his strokes gained rank for this year, also want to make you know that he comes in as the second best value on the Osmo PGA DF projection board, just behind one other golfer, K.H. Lee, but a great week last week. So we're going to use Adam Hadwin in this spot here. We take a look at his strokes gain ranks. We see why he's had such a good and consistent season. 109th off the tee, that's not great. Always going to be his worst attribute. But top 15 in approach, top 23 in around the green, and top 56 in putting. That is absolutely fantastic for Hadwin, and we can see why he's having such a good season. So at 6,300, use him to help you get maybe a couple of studs in your lineup this week. Second golfer I want to talk about is Seamus Power. He's coming in just behind Adam Hadwin on the Osmo Value rank as ranking in third, and did come in 27th in his last major at Augusta in his first try. So a pretty good showing there for his first major in quite some time. He also came in 17th at the AT&T Byron Nelson after missing the cut at the Wells Fargo. So a nice bounce back week for Power, who's had a pretty good season after a breakout season last year where he won on the PGA Tour. He's had a couple of chances to win this year out in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He held the lead for a couple rounds there. Could not end up getting it done, but still a pretty good season. Let's check in and see how he's gotten done. He's relied on his off-the-tee game, where he ranks 59th this year, and his putter, where he ranks 38th. 105th on the approaches and 124th around the green won't hurt him all that much, but also doesn't seem to help him all that much either. Check in Seamus Power. He is priced at $7,000 this week. Also priced at $7,000 and also will be popular. Both of those plays, both Power and Alex Noren, coming in at 7K. He is the fifth best value on the Osmo board. And for Alex Noren, it's been a couple of years since he's gotten back to his top form, but he's slowly getting back into it, putting in impressive finishes this year, has not gotten him into a major. But now we're back here at the PGA Championship, where he missed the cut at the British Open, or excuse me, the Open Championship in 2021, last July. That was his last major he played in. But recently he's played good. He came in 12th last week at the AT&T Byron Nelson and a couple of other good finishes this season. As we check into how he gets it done, he's ranked 103rd off the tee, 58 on the approach, 88 around the green, and 28 putting. So stats incredibly similar to Adam Hadwin, two very similar players, one though priced at 6,300 and one priced at 7,000. All right, now let's move on to our two higher priced golfers that come out as the best value this week. Matt Fitzpatrick is the best value above 7,500 and comes in ranked sixth. He was not that far off of the top values. Last major history, well, he's performed very well, 14th and 26th in his last two. Very similar starts in his previous two before that as well. So certainly Fitzpatrick knows how to get it done in majors, or at least knows how to make the weekend in majors. And he's coming off a second place finish at the Wells Fargo Championship. So top form seems to be pretty close. When we take a look into his strokes gain rank for the season, we see why he's been so good. 27th off the tee for a guy that doesn't hit it far means he's hitting a ton of fairways. 19th on the approach, 20 around the green, and 46th putting. One would think he has a win with those type of stats. He doesn't yet, but maybe he will join the major championship ranks of winners here this week at Southern Hills. All right, our last offer, we want to talk about a favorite of mine coming in as the best value on the board above 8,000, and that is Patrick Cantlay coming in at just $9,100 this week, ranked 10th on the Osmo Value Board. You just don't see that very often for golfers ranked above 8,000. Just goes to show you how good of a price we're getting on Patrick Cantlay this week. Now, with major history, well, at least the last two have not been good, but if you hear me out on this, 39th at Augusta, he just doesn't perform all that well at Augusta in the first major of the year. It's been his worst. He also struggles a little bit in conditions for the Open Championship, even though they weren't great. He missed the cut there as well. So a little bit of a lull in major championship performance for Patrick Cantlay, who we last saw winning the team event down there in Zurich. So I look for a bounce back from Cantlay this week. I think Southern Hills is a great spot for him. He's very good at all his attributes as we look into his strokes gain. Ranked 16th off the tee, 66 on the approach, 25 around the green, and 28th putting. That is a type of golfer that you want on your squad for a major. Let's hope that the major championship lull for Patrick Cantlay ends this week and he gets his first one ever. How about just a top 10 and break the bad streak? So, all right, that'll do it here for my top five values. Again, we've got Hadwin, Power, Noren, Fitzpatrick, and Cantlay as your top five values this week. Now I can tell you about the sweet deal we've got going on with Yahoo. If you are not already an Osmo Plus member, now is the time to become one. You are going to get PGA DFS projections and ownership, not just for this major, but for the US Open that comes in just less than a month. And I'm going to get you a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. All you got to do is sign up for Yahoo, be a first-time user, make a deposit, and enter your first paid contest, especially that championship baller that's starting on Thursday. 5K to first place, their biggest PGA DFS prize yet. So take a look at Yahoo. Again, you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum with that. So until next time, everybody, we have got the PGA DF Strategy Show today. If you're watching this past 1 o'clock, you can watch it also on playback. And of course, join Ben Raz and I on Wednesday. Right now we're slated for 5 o'clock, but we're waiting for the conference finals from the NBA start times to come out. So once those do come out, we will have a defined time. But right now it is at 5 o'clock. We will update you as the week progresses. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the PGA Championship, searching for that $1 million first place prize or any of the other big prizes out there. And we will see you on the other side, everybody. Cheers.